Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts lawmakers may consider raising the age at which someone is considered an adult in the criminal justice system. Right now, the system treats a defendant as an adult the day they turn 18. But a task force is looking at raising the age of juvenile court jurisdiction by a few years, possibly all the way up to age 21. Sana Fadel, Deputy Director of Boston-based Citizens for Juvenile Justice, and Michael Cox with the prison abolition advocacy group Black and Pink joined us to talk about the possible change. Cox has been through both the juvenile and adult systems as a defendant, and we began by asking him about that.
I think one of the biggest differences between the cultures, the institutional culture in the juvenile facility is more oriented towards treatment and a trauma-informed approach. Whereas the Department of Corrections and the House of Corrections, they don't have that approach. They kind of take more of a tough-on-crime approach. You're constantly in survival mode. And so it's hard to make the changes that you need to make, especially as someone like myself that was emotionally immature. You can't really grow in that way when you're in survival mode.
What do you say to folks who hear this and they say, we need consequences? That's what stops young people at 18 and 19 from committing serious crimes.
I would say, first of all, incarceration has never been proven to be an effective tool at reducing crime. There's this false notion that punishment equals justice, and that's not necessarily true.
One of the reasons that this task force that we're talking about was formed was because of the criminal justice reform bill that was passed by the legislature, which proposed raising the age of juvenile court jurisdiction to 19. Most of the state's district attorneys said no. 18-year-olds know the difference between right and wrong, and they should face the consequences. Are you optimistic about what this task force might be able to do, Sana?
Yes. So right now there are three district attorneys who are publicly in support of raising the age. There is consensus that what we currently do with 18-year-olds up until those in their mid-20s is not working. We know those young people have the worst recidivism rate, where anybody who gets incarcerated, 3 out of 4 come back into court for a new case. The debate is, can we do the reforms necessary for these young people in the adult system without changing their jurisdiction? Mm. Our argument is it's going to take a much, much longer push to make the adult system change to what the juvenile system has been doing for the past 3 decades in terms of reform.
I know that there had been talk about whether there are enough resources to use this model. Do we have enough judges and resources and programs for people in that age group for this to be beneficial?
The system exists, but actually there's so few young people entering the juvenile justice system because of so many reforms trying to keep kids out of the legal system. When we raised the age in 2013, there was an increase of funding to provide these services, but what actually was spent was significantly lower than what was estimated to cost.
This task force that's looking at this is supposed to bring a recommendation forward to the legislature by July 1st. What do you think would be a substantial recommendation and a realistic one?
I'd like to see them recommend the age be raised all the way up to 21. A lot of their crimes are crimes for help. A lot of these folks have been traumatized. They've grown up in poverty, perhaps haven't gotten the education that they deserve as a resident of Massachusetts. And so I think that we should still hold out hope for these folks. And having them in the juvenile system is a better alternative than having them in the adult system. Hmm.
Our wish list is that they would recommend raising the age so that 18-year-olds and then 2 years later, 19-year-olds and then 2 years later, 20-year-olds. And the reason we wanted to have it staggered this way is to allow the system to adjust and figure out what the programming and what needs to happen and what's the impact. This is actually following a model that passed in Vermont. By 2022, their 18 and 19-year-olds will be in the juvenile system. The second half we're looking at is raising age does not address what you do with those in their early 20s. And what we're hoping that the task force can find pieces of that system that they can say, okay, maybe these are things we can incorporate into our adult system, that we can gradually move towards a more rehabilitative, rather more punitive system.
Sana Fadel, Deputy Director of the Boston-based group Citizens for Juvenile Justice, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Also, Michael Cox, who is with the prison abolition advocacy group Black and Pink, thanks to you as well.
Great. Thank you.